are live here on our podcast. Welcome. This is, I think we're going with the name Behind the Cage. We've been brainstorming a few names and we came across a couple. Like, we had the option of, we're trying to do something cool with our names and we got Ped and then like the life of Peds. But like, obviously that
it kind of would be a
bad look. That would be a bad look. It is cute. Or we could do Eat, like Ed and Pat Eat. But end of the day, we thought Behind the Cage was probably the best of the names.
If you have any advice on names, just let us know. You know, maybe we'll change that. But at first, what I went with was Through the Cage. Patty was with Behind the Cage, right?
I like Behind.
So what did we? Well, there's a cage either way. So
Through the Cage or Behind the Cage? Should we do Behind the Cage?
No, we're doing Behind the Cage.
Okay, Behind the Cage.
I'm just saying that I came up with Through the Cage, which is basically the same thing.
Yeah,
I mean,
pretty much.
It depends which side on the cage you are and stuff like that. Anyway.
100%. 100%.
Yeah, I mean, also talking about podcast, this is actually our second podcast. The first one was really great.
It was actually really good.
Yeah, it was one of the best podcasts I've ever done, and you know, I've done only one, but
it was a good one though.
It was a great one, and unfortunately, Patty's phone.
Yeah,
you want to take over?
Blame my phone. Mm-hmm. We did a podcast, water. We did a podcast talking about our whole hockey stories, like where we started, how we got to where we are. It was fun. We had some fun doing it. Good topics. We get the camera at the end and it recorded like 10 seconds of it. Very upsetting for both of us, I thought. So we'll have to retouch that topic? That's not the word I was looking for. Reattach?
No, that's not it, too, Patty.
I'll leave you to the English.
But, I mean, it's not like I can help you with the
revisit,
English word.
Revisit that topic.
Revisit.
There we
Even
go.
Even I know. Yeah. We'll definitely talk about some of the things we talked in the first. Definitely, we talked about the news that happened that week.
Uh-huh.
And obviously, we have
new news.
New so, we'll touch on it. And we had some technical difficulties before.
We're a little bit
exhausted, but at the same time, I think it's going to be a great podcast.
Yeah, we've been trying to do this for a while. Honestly, it's been like a good month and a half we've been trying to get this podcast done. We'll be like, hey, you want to do it tonight? Because we can only do it at night. We have so much going on in the day. And we're like, oh, I got homework. It was like a lot of that going on.
And something always stops us. Like, it's either technical difficulties or
someone using the room.
Yeah, someone using the
which
room.
Which is always frustrating. It's like when someone uses the gym, when we go to the rink to work out.
This is the topic we talked about actually last week.
Let's revisit it.
It's one of the best topics,
I like that
too.
Word now. Revisit. This happened a couple of times. So here at Maine, we have our hockey rink. We have our own gym at the rink. And the other teams have to share a gym actually in this building, the M building. So when we work out, we sometimes will just go at night. And we go in one night ready to pump. We were actually going to film a vlog. We were ready to go. And we get in there. The swimming and diving team was in there. We lost our marbles. We were going crazy, absolutely crazy. So we went to the rec center. We still got a good pump in, whatever. Just recently, though, like last week, we went in to get another pump, a couple curls and whatnot. And the baseball team was in there. So we run into this problem a lot where we go into the gym ready to go. Other teams are working out.
Yes, and actually, speaking of last podcast, that time actually swimming and diving team was in our gym, and last week it was baseball team. So it's basically all the teams are just going to our gym, and for some reason, I mean, they have a great gym here downstairs at the M building, and but you know, you sometimes just you're not feeling it until like later at night. And me and Patty, we love working out, so
we just
come in and they are there, and you're like,
it's heartbreaking.
Guys, what is going on? You know, we're just trying to get some pump and leaves.
And then, because then we awkwardly went to the rec and had like sleeveless shirts on, and we didn't really feel
which was okay too. A little bit too cocky, but
but if we were in our own gym, no one's judging us. We're just
and then sometimes I'll tell you a flexing. Secret. There's no shirts in our gym sometimes. So that's actually bad.
Yeah, but we have to put an end to that because today Coach got mad at Boots, actually. Did you not know this?
No.
Yeah, so
I did not.
A video surfaced around the web, the Twitter sphere or whatever. Not actually on Twitter. No one tweeted it, but there was the video of Boots doing some curls. This is Simon Vitale. He was doing some curls shirtless in the mirror. Someone sneaks a little footage of him, sends it out. It gets around. They're talking about it in the gym. Coach is in the gym. Happens to be like, oh, what's that? Boots gets an earful. Luckily, we were in the background. No one saw us, but well, we were also no, in that,
actually,
doing
you
curls
could see me.
In the mirror.
You could see me pretty good at first, but I hope he just saw the curl part about Boots. And
well, I was doing exercises.
But who's the snitch though?
I can't say on the podcast. It's just to protect them from like getting attacked.
Well, no.
I'll tell you later though.
Well, what snitch are you looking for? Because I feel like if you film and you put it in our group chat, it's not a snitch. It's funny.
Private. That's
funny.
That's
actually
private.
But who is the guy that showed the coaches there? And I'll probably know the name after the podcast.
And you won't be surprised. But
should we mute our mics and you tell me? Well, I'll just wait out after.
I'll lip it to you.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
of course.
Right.
You know what? I wouldn't doubt. Actually,
if you just called them up and said, "Hey, listen, there's some shirtless guys." Dude, his little coach. Listen, there's some shirtless guys in the gym doing some curls. And I
you
have
know
a video.
What?
Probably sent it to him.
Actually, it was my first option. You know, and first
choice.
Yeah, I would say.
Imagine.
Yeah, I mean, but
we were in there. I was doing my neck exercises. That's a trademark, by the way. Neck exercises. Neck exercises. Isn't it great?
Oh, by the way.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Neck exercises. Talking about neck exercises.
Speaking of neck exercises.
When I went to Polly's for treatment today, they have like a thing. They ordered, actually, because we have concussions. A couple of our guys from the team have concussions, as you know. And Polly ordered this, like, it's not like a helmet. It goes, like, metal thing goes around your head, and there's a band, and you just, like, do this.
For an exercises.
For an exercise.
Yes, of course, bro.
Oh, my God. Imagine how funny
our
it will
necks
be.
Are going to get swollen,
dude,
man. Like,
next year,
Tom Hardy,
next year,
Warrior.
We're going to have the biggest necks in the league.
Walk in, like, trap flexing.
Try to hit me. Like, try to hit me,
but. You know what I mean? Like,
can we, by the way, can we swear on this podcast or no?
I'd say so. I mean, who gives a shit, right?
True. Fuck this.
We'll put it at the beginning of the video, like, for a mature audience only.
That's.
But it won't, like.
Which is really bad because, you know what? Your audience is.
No. 18,
from 7 to 18, 13, bro.
18 to 24.
Yeah, but you're 50%. Losing. But you're losing viewers because all those kids that DM me on Instagram.
Yeah, but they're still
going to
watch. It's just for, like, you know.
Okay, well, for the respect of the kids and their parents, I'm not going to say any swear.
Yeah, we won't swear too much, like, because we'll just look like assholes. But
true.
I swore. Oops. Oh, before we go any further, this podcast is sponsored by water. As you can see, we both have waters here. Show your water to the screen. No brand.
Just water.
Just water.
Stay hydrated, kids.
You need water.
Remember,
to live.
Yeah. For your success and
for
basically everything you do in your life, you
need
some good
to
water.
Be hydrated. That's 100%.
And then talk to Patty about it. I mean, he has his favorite brand, which we are not allowed to.
I won't say brands. Although, speaking of that brand, this kid DMs me the other day with a little article saying blank brand is accused of using groundwater, like they're not actually like spring water, like from
no,
the springs
that's
in the mountains. Or I don't know if springs have to be in mountains.
I'm not good with geography as well, but but I mean, you see how they sell waters. If we talk about business, how they sell waters is they're actually like, I guess, try to tell people that it comes from under the ground, and the deeper it is in the ground, the better. And the more expensive the water is.
Yes.
So, I mean, I don't really know how that didn't work. But you know what? I can bet money that Great Value water just comes from the sink.
Great Value. Well, most water is tap water. Like,
no, I know, but like they put it from the sink and put it in the packaging and stuff.
100%.
100%, dude. That's why it's Great Value.
Great Value is,
and you know
a
what?
Brand that we can't talk about.
Actually, true. But if we make this a brand, because we can just say Great Value, which is Great Value.
Great Value is not a brand.
Oh, true.
Is it? I don't know.
No, it's not. So I'm not talking about the brand.
We need to make our own brand of water. Obviously, we don't have one, but we should make one.
Yes, so our viewers know that.
Shea Hydrated.
Yeah, Shea Hydrated.
No, Shea Hydrated.
Oh, Shea. Yeah. Well, what if?
I thought you were excited because I had a good idea, but it wasn't a good idea.
It was, but I had such an idea.
What's your idea?
No, my idea was like, what if you have, like, you make your own word, right, for water, and you just make a commercial on your channel about it. Mm-hmm. Would that count as... Like, would there be any problems with eligibility? No, you don't sell. You just say, hey, drink Shea water and stuff like that.
As like a fake ad. Yeah. Like a comical thing. Like a fake, yeah. Shea Raid. Shadrate.
Shadration. Shadration.
Shadration. Okay. I like that one.
Okay.
Mm, I could dabble.
Hydration.
What? Hydration.
Let's move on.
Yeah, okay, those are terrible ideas, but we will eventually come out with a water company. That's actually that's a thing.
Yes, maybe later on.
How's your week been going? Because I actually haven't seen you in like a day.
In a day, okay. I mean, it's been a long time since I've seen you. Yeah, I mean, I guess one day is even a lot for us.
It is a lot.
It's a lot. Week is going well. Obviously, this is our last month, probably last 3 weeks of school. So you got to pick up all the work. It's not like I do much of that, but you still need to do homework assignments and everything. So I've been pretty busy, and that's one of the reasons we couldn't do podcast. Sometimes it works with me and doesn't work with you.
Schoolwork.
Yeah, schoolwork.
Stupid. And our classes. We have classes on the day.
We have actually completely different schedules. Yeah. Completely different.
And it just makes it hard for us.
Yeah, you know it does. I mean?
It just makes it hard.
Well, how was your week?
Sorry.
Or how is your week? Because it's
hard.
Wednesday.
It gets harder to wake up every day. God. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's so. I also ran over a cone the other day in the Grove parking lot.
Whatever
happens, man. Dude. Did I tell you about this? Did you know that?
No.
I was with Quinny and Veli.
And where was I, first of all?
Well, you don't have class at this time.
Okay, good.
So it's early. I'm half asleep, you know what I mean? So I back up and just drive, and I run over a cone having no idea that it was there. So if there was a kid there, he's dead. I was, like, there was no – good thing it was a cone.
Are you sure it was a cone?
Yes, because then it started – I wouldn't have known, except all of a sudden it was something dragging out of the car, and I'm like – dude, what is that? Veli's like, that does not sound good. And
like, you made his accent. The funny part, he doesn't, like, I don't see his accent at all. And you just make it seem so European. What else is this?
Yeah, so we stop.
It's like Russian more. It's not even Finn.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm looking under and it's stuck. I can't get it out.
Oh, no.
And the guy comes out of the Grove building and he's laughing at me. I'm like, what the hell, man? Like, don't laugh at me.
What's your beef?
Yeah, what's your... Beef of the week, that guy.
Oh. Okay.
That guy, because he laughed at me because I ran over a cone.
Yeah.
It happens.
Stop laughing. Come help.
Don't laugh at me. And then he was like 70. He comes out and gets the cone out for me. He was on down there like digging it, figuring out. And then I got in the car and luckily there was a pothole and he like timed it and he got it out for me. Thank you.
So there was no beef.
First of all, he made me look bad in front of my friends because he got the cone out when I could have, drove with it and hoped that it fell out eventually.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, at that time, you were half asleep. I don't think I would even bother. I would just look at it when I got to the parking lot.
I hit a cone. Just keep going. whatever.
Well, hopefully it's a cone.
Yeah. Oh, I hit something. I hope it's a cone.
I hope it's a cone.
If it was a boy, I hope he's okay.
He's okay. Hey, you know what? You're giving him a free ride to class.
Yeah. He's stuck to the bottom. So if you need a ride to class, now he's there. So he's not going to be late. You're welcome. Things we wanted to dive into this podcast was a little recap of the season, which didn't go
as planned.
Yeah, it didn't end the way that we would have liked it to end. I mean, obviously it could have been better in a few ways, but I mean, do you have any initial thoughts on it?
I've been thinking about it, and I mean, there's nothing you can do now, but I felt like we were really good, and especially at the end of the season, every game we played, it was just like, you know, it was a joy to play and, you know, be a Black Bear and be with that team, because
it's joyful.
We actually bonded, and it was just a really sad way to lose also, because I thought those two games that we lost against Northeastern were probably one of the best games I've played since I'm University of Maine Black Bears.
I thought as a team, yeah. We were burying them.
Yeah.
Crushing some people in the corners and stuff. That was good.
You know how like also some people or coaches say, sometimes the loss is beautiful.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. Well, back home. No, but like
a beautiful loss.
Well, obviously, an ugly win is better than beautiful loss, but I feel like that was one of the most beautiful losses we had. And yeah, I mean, other than that, what are your thoughts about this season?
So obviously, I mean, the start of our year was not like what we wanted at all. We started pretty bad, but when we got back from Christmas break, like we started coming together as a team and actually became a legit team. We had some good players, so I was pretty excited going into the playoffs. I thought we were really gonna make a run for the Garden, and like you said, that was one of our best weekends we've played, and we dominated them. We lost in overtime the first game and lost by a goal the second game, and it was just like one of those nights. It just didn't go our way, you know, and it is what it is, I guess, but you know, obviously we just build it. Rebuild, come back better. You can't get down about it. Did you know, like obviously at this point the national championship already happened and Duluth won. When we played them at the beginning of the year, I was immediately said they were going to win. I don't know. Did you think that? Do you think the best team we played was?
I didn't say that. That moment when we played them.
Yeah.
You see, I thought we also played really, really bad because, I don't know, maybe systems didn't work, but I felt like that was the worst team we've been all season. You know, those particular games were the worst games that we had all season, and I thought we just played terrible. But, I mean, those guys were really, really good. And also when they went to Frozen Four, I was 100% sure they're going to win it. I mean, I knew that UMass is going to give a great battle because they have a, you know, great team. Obviously, one of the best, probably the MVP winner.
Yeah, we'll get on to him after that.
McCarr and I mean, the UMass team is really great as well. So, but other than that, Duluth was just next level.
When we played them, I was watching the first game because I was suspended. I got in a little wrestling match back then, but I watched the first one, I was like, wow, they're dominating us. I played in the second one, and I had never felt so dominated in a hockey game. And obviously, we didn't play well, so I'm not saying that, they were, light years ahead of us, but I was, we couldn't even get the puck out of the zone.
It was pretty bad. Wait, you played the second game, right?
Yeah.
Imagine how it felt.
Because we lost 3-2 that one.
The first one was 7-2. And you know what?
Yeah.
We actually we had maybe three shots. They had 20 shots
in the
first period.
And the score was 2-2 at that point.
And the score is 2-2. And I'm
nuts.
We're literally holding to our God lives. Like, we were holding so hard just to,
we were just, I mean, they were just grasping
it. Yeah, we were grasping it. And as well as, you know, we had some really great, breakaways, I guess. Yeah. And we scored on those. So basically what we did, we scored all the chances, not even chances,
every
like
shot.
Every shot we should,
it was pretty
shot.
Crazy.
It was yeah.
Cool atmosphere there though.
Yeah, it was great. You also, by the way, if you haven't seen our Duluth that weekend, go to Patty's channel and watch.
Oh yes. Go to the video.
Is that the first
it's
one?
Called a college hockey road trip.
Part one.
It's the second video I ever made. And that's our whole road trip there. Obviously I don't discuss how the weekend went for obvious reasons, but you can see our experience. You've probably already seen it if they're watching this.
Well,
but go watch it
if
again.
You haven't. Wait, because we have new viewers probably watching this too.
Yeah, different. So, demographic.
Yeah, but before you watch it, also subscribe to his channel. Just so you know, and follow me and Patty on Instagram too.
Instagram, right there behind.
If you could pause.
Well,
this.
I'm gonna put it here.
You're gonna put it. Yeah, which is great.
If you forget, it's right there.
Yeah, it is behind Patty. I don't have anything behind me, but if you could pause and go like some of my pictures and follow me, that would be great, and you're appreciated.
So. And if you haven't already, follow my Facebook page. I have a Facebook page. Not a profile, but a page. Yeah. And Twitter. Follow me on Twitter. I think I'm going to start tweeting again.
You were actually talking about that.
I have potential tweets in my drafts.
Really?
But should I read them out?
Yeah.
Well,
I think it's either we do it now or you make like a different segment about it. But
should we continue the hockey talk and get back to Twitter?
We'll get back.
So we just talked about. Actually, first of all, I just want to point this out. There was four teams in the Frozen Four. You wouldn't believe it. But there was
four
of them.
Are you sure?
I think so.
I'm not good at math.
Duluth, Amherst, Providence, other team. They were irrelevant anyways, right?
Denver.
Okay. They're not irrelevant. I just couldn't remember.
Okay.
We beat Amherst and we beat Providence. So in a way, we were there.
Yes, and we lost 3-2 to Duluth.
Yeah,
the second game.
So, we're right there.
Well, I mean, we might have.
Oh,
what?
I heard myself breathe. It startled
me. No, but I'm saying that we could have been a great contender for a championship.
If we were more consistent, we could have been there.
Yes, 100%.
You probably saw Cale Makar whipping around. Then he went on to play in the NHL the next day. So I was watching the playoffs. I think, when was his debut? Like two nights ago? He's probably playing again tonight. But I was watching them, and, well, first of all, he scored, and it was pretty impressive seeing how good he was. But on a side note, MacKinnon, absolutely disgusting.
Oh, my God.
His shot isn't fair.
It's just, you see, I feel like he's one of those guys that just doesn't really get as much as attention as other leading players.
Yeah, because he's legit nasty.
Yeah, he's so good with the puck, with controlling the puck, dude. Try to get his puck. You're not getting his puck. You will never win a 1v1 battle with him.
No.
And
he's also fast as hell. Like, he flies. And so he was really, like, I was in awe the other night on my couch, just like, That's my in awe face, dude.
So you were excited. You were excited.
I was over the moon. Okay. I was over the moon excited.
Okay. Great,
dude. I don't know what's going on because I made an NHL bracket, and I usually go on crazy. Like I go on crazy. I go out on a limb and make these like crazy picks, and I always win. Like the bracket challenges with the boys, like. This year, I make this bracket, and I'm like...
Which seems sick. I would probably pick the same one as you.
Did you see mine?
No, but like you were talking about who you picked and everything, now it's complete disaster.
Yeah, well, for starters, I'll tell you, I picked Pittsburgh because I thought they had a good path to go right to the cup. Because, like, the way the teams they were playing, I was like, they got this. Obviously, they got swept, and that's terrible. Tampa, I don't think anyone thought they were going to lose. That messed my bracket up. I also had Dallas going to the Stanley Cup. I was like, I don't know. Bishop is in the pipes. This guy is going to take them. He's a main guy. This guy's going to take them to the Cup. I think they're losing their series right now. My whole bracket's in shambles. It's in shambles,
well,
man.
Well, that sucks. And I know I talked to some of the teammates as well, and some of my friends back home, because they obviously also make brackets. And
they had Dallas going as well?
No. They no. But, you know, like 70% of people picked Lightning to win it, and they just got completely on.
What? Oh, you're mouthing a swear.
Yes. So you can put anything in the blank as you desire.
They got on. I didn't even mouth it though. You mouthed it. They got on.
Yeah.
Like all over.
Really?
All over there.
And it wasn't solid. It was.
It was juicy. Why would no? That put a terrible image in my face. In my head, not my face. That was. I don't want to think about that. Let's not talk shit. Let's not.
Literally.
Don't talk like that.
Don't talk shit.
Potty mouth. What the hell were you saying? They got dominated out of nowhere. So, as of right now, who's your pick to win the Cup? Now that Tampa shat their bed and Pittsburgh shit the bed again, like, what? Who do you got? What are you thinking?
I don't know, dude. Since I also thought that Tampa is going to win.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think now it's, I don't know, Blue Jackets, as I guess, because they beat the team.
They knocked them off.
They beat the team that I believed in the most. It's not like my favorite team, but I thought they are actually going. I like my favorite team in this is Washington, and I really hope they're going to, you know, go in and win it again. But I don't know. You see, like, maybe Blue Jackets are sneak. Like low key, really, really good, and people don't realize that. What was that noise?
I was washing, man. I just think it's so cool to hear like things throwing into the microphone, into the headphones. Sorry about that. For me, I'm cheering for the Bruins because I'm from Mass. I don't know if they're gonna win. They're in a good series right now. They're playing right now. Should we pull up some scores? I can pull up some scores quick. I think they're playing right now. So for me, I think Washington at this point has a good chance to repeat and win it again. Obviously, though, that's very hard to do. I was also very impressed with Colorado, even though they only have the one line. They play like 55 minutes a night. And Mac can rip the thing. So when you have Mac, anything can happen.
Yeah, actually, yeah, Colorado is doing well too, and they got Makar as well, so I would love to see them in the playoff championship. So
the Bruins are winning 6-4 right now. Actually, they won 6-4, so that's tied 2-2 now.
Yeah.
So the Bruins might make a good little run. Who knows? Stars are winning 5-0, dude. I have hope. I have hope now. Maybe I go with the Stars. No, I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I can commit to that.
I think Ovechkin is really dialed in because
Washington would smash them.
Completely knocked the hell out of Svechnikov.
Oh my god, that's right. We have to talk about that.
If you haven't seen, I think by now you already seen the video.
Yeah,
that is just.
What was that dude thinking? First of all, he asked Ovechkin to fight, and. He has 45 pounds on him. Legit 45 pounds. Ovechkin's like 240. The guy's 195, it's listed as. So he asks him to fight. Ovi's got the heavy mitts and just buries him. People are mad. People are all pissed that he did it because he's like 19. Everyone's like giving him shit. I saw an article today. It was like...
Well, some people were pissed on Ovi as well because obviously he's bigger, more mature. And it seems like he's fighting the kid. But at the same time, hey, if you're in the show... I don't care how old you are. I mean, hopefully more than 18. But I mean, if you ask to fight, I mean, you either
be you ready know, have a good hand. Fight
or just get knocked out. And yeah. Props to Swedge though. I mean, he wanted to wore fight
two.
And stuff.
Yeah, yeah. He wore two of them. Yeah. No, he wore two punches off the chin. Did? Yeah, and then he.
Oh went. Yeah.
So he I mean, did, props yeah. to him yeah. for wearing them, two of them. But also, I just want to point out, you did cut me off there, and I'm not happy about it.
I'm really sorry.
Yes, thank you.
This is my fault, and it will never happen again.
Well, thank you. At least you apologized. But I was saying, I saw an article today that was saying they should eliminate fighting from hockey. There's no use for it. All this blah blah blah.
You
blah.
Retweeted it, right? Oh no! Or did you? I? Oh no! You actually sent me a text, or did I saw it myself?
You may have seen it yourself.
I saw that too. Yeah.
So, what are your thoughts on that?
That is completely.
Obviously, there's less and less of BS. It right now. But
it's getting less and less.
It's less and less, but it. I feel like it's needed for my biggest reason is if you take fighting out of the game, there's going to be a lot of idiots running around doing cheap shit because they're not afraid of the consequence.
Yeah.
And
college is kind of an example
like college,
right now.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to pay the price and fight someone. You don't need courage.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And it just adds that. No one can really run your star player because they'll be afraid to. You'll have to fight, like, I don't know, Ryan Reeves and get smacked in the face, you know? So for that reason, I think fighting needs to stay. And it's entertaining for people. People love it, so.
Did you see what Evander Kane said about Ryan Reeves or something?
No.
Fill me in. I can't remember exact words, but he said something about like for being the best, the biggest tough guy in the league as Reeves. He said he didn't punch him once, and he's like disappointed in his fighting, which is complete.
That's hilarious.
I saw the fight, and I mean Reeves was still like
he was hucking bombs. He didn't connect one,
but he was. Literally, like, smacking him, but like,
he came really close
back and forth, like a little
right in
kid.
The chin. Kane did some weird, I think Kane might have landed the only punch, but he did some weird, like, he had him like tied up,
yeah.
He did some like left hook. He like,
I don't know, dude. Nowadays, those fighter techniques, dude.
It's crazy.
I'm telling you,
the fighting techniques are going wild, man.
You know what? Maybe in a couple of years we'll see freaking feet flying.
Head kicks. Dude, I made a tweet about that last year when not Bolesky. What's his name? He did the Superman punch.
Yeah.
Bolesky. But nope. Help me out. Dude, what's his name?
I know.
Dude,
I know
what the hell? I should know this. In the meantime, I made a tweet about it last year where I said, he's changing the game of hockey fighting. Excited to see a head kick next. People responded well to it.
Actually?
Yeah. Because, like, imagine that, dude. That'd be nuts. But, like, obviously, it's not allowed. Cause
Kevin Bieksa.
There we go, Bieksa. Someone's head would get cut off, and
yeah,
that wouldn't be good.
That was a sick punch, too.
Dude, but what if – sorry, go ahead.
I think he's done it more than once, too.
Yeah, he did, like twice in a row.
Yeah, he did it against
just buried, like no one was
Philly,
expecting
I think,
it.
And boom. LA as well. So
boom, pa.
And it looks great too.
It looks
and
good.
And you know what? And people will know about you because you are one of the
Superman
best
punch.
Superman. By the way, who got knocked out by Superman punch in MMA?
Oh, Wonder Boy Thompson.
Oh, yes.
And
Anthony
he was, Pettis.
Yeah,
dude,
Pettis
that was like insane. He was losing the whole fight and just Superman punched him KO. The Superman punch is crazy. We like that.
So if you ever get in the street fight or anything, you know, Superman
punch
is probably way to go. But
dude,
if you 100%. Miss that thing, you better run.
You're,
I don't know what
you're
you
getting.
Do, but.
Yeah, if you miss the Superman punch, that person's ready and they're ready to go. Side note. Because we're talking about fighting right now. If you're getting into a street fight.
Shout out to Verge, by the way.
You think he'll watch Virgil?
Yo, just Verge, if you watch this, shout out to you. One of the best strength and conditioning coaches.
He was an MMA fighter in Chicago Steel, and Ed played there. He wrestled Ed. Ed wrestled him he got tapped out.
Yeah, I probably tapped out, but I mean, obviously you're going against MMA guy, and the guy is just complete animal. It's, there's nothing you could do to him. He knows every move you're trying to pull on him, and his muscle ligaments, everything is
you liked
like
his muscles.
So, yes, that too. but yeah, I mean, everything is so strong. There's no way. He also, his neck is not that big.
It's so small. He's like 5'5"
yes.
five or
something. So you can't put your arm behind.
He's
his,
a jiu-jitsu guy too.
Yeah.
By the way, he's talking. I assume that.
Why do you intercept me?
Interrupt you?
Interrupt me. Fuck. What'd you say? What the fuck?
God damn it. I'm sorry.
No, but hey, you know what? It's 1-1, so let's stop.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Let's cut that shit out.
Cut that shit out. But yeah, so I was fighting the guy and, well, fighting, wrestling the guy. And,
tussling.
He actually, he said, you can get on top.
Go ahead.
He said, you can get on top of me in the MMA.
He jumped on that opportunity.
In a really MMA-istic way. And,
I don't know if that's a thing.
So he was like, yeah, you can start from there. And you know what?
Get in the full mount.
Yeah. And full mount, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I started from there. We wrestled probably like a good 5 minutes. And then he's like, okay, I'm tired of your
Tired of your shit.
Yeah. And then just kind of folded me in the pretzel. Well, it wasn't that bad, actually. I did a good fight. He's so strong that he put me in like a head choke slash arm choke or shoulder choke like this. And I don't know how he choked me out like that, but it actually hurt. So
I can imagine.
So I was like, okay, we'll come in, you know, couple of years later and see how it is. So
I met Verge two weekends ago now, when I was in Chicago visiting Neil, and I kept looking at his cauliflowered ears. So it had me thinking, if you're getting in a street fight, this is a tip to everyone. You're in a street fight, you're at a bar, maybe not a bar if you're younger, you're at the playground, you know what I mean? A couple dudes coming at you. Check their ears. Because if they have cauliflowered ears, you get out, you back up, and you go. You don't want to fight
them. I'm telling you, it's all about the ears nowadays.
Dude, if someone has cauliflowered ears, like, you don't do that. Yes. Because that means they're taking bows and shit to the ears. They know. They know how to do MMA.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Don't go with them.
That's one of the tips. Yes, that's one of the tips you should definitely. But at the same time, like, you see, like, street fight, usually by the club or bar, right? And it's kind of dark. So, I mean, obviously you can't see the ear, but I think.
Get your flashlight.
Well, I think would be if you just before we fight, can I either see your ears or do your ears look like what? Cauliflower?
Cauliflowered ears, yeah. Kind of like grab them and be like, let me just peek at your ears quick. Okay.
You know what?
Let's go.
You're really good.
Or, you know what?
I gotta go.
Hey, I have some things to do back in my place. Speaking of the Twitter thing, I want to get back to that.
Let's do it.
Tweeting has disappeared a bit. No one's really tweeting anymore. The only people are tweeting, I go on Twitter for like news, but like there's always that one kid, shout out to that kid, who's always tweeting about his life. Yeah. He's like, always tweeting his opinions. He doesn't get any like attention to it, but it's like, I respect that you're tweeting. You know what I mean? Like, I might start favoriting his tweets.
And also, I feel like since tweeting is obviously kind of dying down, I feel like there's no that much competition. So if you're, great, how do you even call that profession? Tweeting guy or tweet?
Are you saying like a professional at Twitter?
Yeah, no, if you're tweeting every day, I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
So you would probably get a lot of people following you because obviously, like, I haven't tweeted out anything probably in a couple of years.
Really?
Well, probably, no, actually years, yeah, maybe. Maybe it's been a year, but because I usually retweet. I'm kind of sneaky. I just retweet, like, and just look. But you know, when I was younger, I tweeted a lot too.
You tweeted, dude. Younger tweet, younger
oh
me was a Twitter guy, man. Like I would tweet some.
Have
shit.
You deleted some of your tweets?
Yeah.
I think I got a dude's that.
Yeah, I did. I said, nothing bad, but like,
whoa. It's kind of embarrassing. Yeah. And also pictures. I have some pictures out there. I'm like, what was I thinking?
Naked?
Maybe. No. Because Twitter is 18 plus. You know that, right?
Remember?
You can find some daily, weird and good shit.
If you want. If you're into that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I tweeted the other night. Over the last few years, I haven't tweeted much. I've been tweeting, my videos. Like, here's my video. Whatever. The other night, I tweeted, it's a long game. A long series, too, boys. Didn't really make sense, but I think people knew it was about the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And life, because, it's a long game. Life's a long series as well. I feel it was a double meaning. I actually got 10 favorites. You didn't favorite it? That's okay.
I didn't see it.
I feel like you're going to go do it right now.
Yeah,
I wouldn't hate that if you did.
You see, all I see on your Twitter is retweeting Conor McGregor.
Yeah, but if you just scroll down a little bit, it's there. And the reason I tried to get back into tweeting last year as well, I was like, I'm going to do a tweet a week, maybe more. And I got and I go on Twitter. This is last fall. I go on. I say, feeling like Mr. Brightside. Hashtag damn. I just thought it was a random funny thing. I didn't really think about who Mr. Brightside was, what the song meant. It's a good song. And people started texting me. They were very concerned about my well-being. Like, man, are you okay? Ha. Happens to the best of us, man. Feel you if you need me. Talk to me. And I'm like, what? Brightside.
You see, good thing is that people care.
Yeah, that's a good thing. And they text you. That's a good thing.
But at the same time, sometimes tweeting especially it's more about the moment.
You don't know if you can pick up on the sarcasm with Twitter.
That's why you need to know if the guy is
I'm not
a comedian
actually
or
feeling
something.
Like Mr. Brightside.
Yeah, yeah.
I went and looked at the song lyrics and meaning and it was kind of sad.
Yeah.
And I could see why people would think I was going through a breakup or something, you know, but I'm not. I wasn't, you know. I was good. So.
Yeah.
Let's get back into tweeting. I feel like that's the thing.
Yeah, as I was saying,
follow me on Twitter. It's the same.
It's more about the moment. We're tweeting about stuff we're watching, stuff happens, stuff we feel like if we are in the mood for something. As you said, as you tweeted, did you delete it by the way?
Which one?
The bright side.
That was last year.
Oh, last year.
Yeah, when I was starting to try to get back into tweeting, and then I forgot. I tweeted, she asked me to stay over. I said, I think you should get some rest. Like the song? Do you know that song? She asked me to stay over. I already told you.
Oh, yes. What is it?
I'm forgetting the beat right now. And I'm not a good singer.
And also, you're talking in my ear all the time, so I can't really think about the... And you're, by the way, your singing is not
she
bad.
She asked me to stay over. Should I pull it up? What's the song?
We're going to get copyrighted.
No, I'll just play it into it.
Okay. Oh. You can do karaoke?
No, because I won't play it in the video. I'll just play it in the background.
Okay.
Say you won't let go. Wait. Is in the headphone. Hold on 1 second.
We know the song. Right, I can't play it. can you hear it?
Great song, by the way. Great song. This is one of my feel songs, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry.
My ears.
You good? Are you okay? Just stay over. This is the part. I need some. Get some rest. Good song, huh?
Those 20 seconds put me
in the feels
really quick.
Do you have a feels playlist? I have a feels playlist.
I don't have a playlist, but I have all the songs that I have on my general playlist are...
They're feelsies?
Well, not a lot of them, but I would say a good 40%.
Then
a couple of other ones are either Pump Up Before the Game or... You see, I have so many different genres that I can play in any time, any moment I feel, so...
Okay. I understand.
Thank you.
I get in the feels a lot.
You know what? About your genres, it's actually
I was noticed. Wondering about, yeah, it's kind of, it's actually kind of all around the place as well, because we were in the car. Well, usually I think you were kind of like a cool rap guy and
kind of chill.
Yeah, and I love your songs. And then sometimes you put some like pop or like, I don't know, like.
What's the one we play? Like Courtney Hayes?
What is it?
Real My Life.
Yeah.
By, I want you to ruin my life.
Yeah, Zara Larsson, I think. Whatever.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Quinny hates it.
But we love it. But we love it.
We love it. We do.
So we call it Quinny's song, obviously. Yeah.
It kills him. But yeah, I do. And then mostly at night, man, I play some sad music. I just like feeling at night. You know what I mean? You just, like, I feel shit when I play it. I don't know. Is that weird?
That's why people say that morning is smarter than night, because
you feel.
And also we make dumb decisions at night.
I feel a lot at night. You know what I mean?
But you know what? You feel me?
Not you, man.
No.
I feel myself.
No, I feel you. I feel you because
you feel me?
Because
look, you feel me.
I feel you feeling at night, dude.
Okay, there we go. Okay. I feel. Listen, man. In other words, I get in the feels at night. What's your favorite get in the feels song? Like, if you're trying to like get sad and like maybe cry.
I don't know. I mean, all the songs actually I've been listening to are getting kind of old to me, but you see, Sam Smith Radio is always putting me in the feels.
Yeah, that's a feelsy.
That's one of the feelsiest.
That's a feelsy thing. Feelsiest, you can feel a lot with that. You know where, this is your classic song, Say Something. You were talking about this the other day. You always sing that song. There's a lot of feels.
Yeah. Well, as I was saying feels-y. While we were getting haircut, right?
Yes.
So.
The thing about Say Something is, that was the first song I learned when I was in the States, because which was 6 years ago, because my English wasn't pretty well, and like all those songs seemed so quick, you know, like lyrics and everything, and that song was slow. You could slowly sing it, and you know what? I kind of liked it. So
we missed a few bars here.
What do you mean?
On like the recording, I don't know what happened. We missed just a few. It's not much.
Okay.
It could have been a lot.
It could be more.
I don't know how long it was, but I don't think it was
maybe
much.
While you were listening to the song, no?
So hopefully it was just that.
Okay.
Hopefully, wait, so let's talk. We were talking about getting the feels, your favorite feels and feelsy, getting your feelsy playlist, feeling yourself. I hope we got that part. That was comical. Anyways.
I hope so too.
Well, we have the audio there too, so we can just plug that in. Okay, perfect. So, as we were saying, yes, absolutely. My favorite Get In Your Feels songs, I can't even pick one because I have so many.
Same, dude.
But as of late, do you know the Mike Studs song, Fly You to the Moon?
No, but I'm 100% sure you put it...
I've played it.
Played it in your car, and I'm always in your car, so I can hear your new Fine songs. Just start like,
gets me in the I feel a lot when I listen to
and,
that.
Hey, Mike Studd, shout out if you're watching this.
Dude, he's definitely
he's 100% watching you.
Definitely.
Hey, by the way, you told me that he texted you the new songs.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, imagine, guys, this guy's popular.
All right, fine. I'll spill the beans. Okay, I'll spill the beans. I'm a member of his All
I
Access
knew
thing.
That.
He did send. I did get a text from Mike Studd.
Yeah,
saying,
but it's
well,
it's his an,
like
robot thing.
But then he tweeted like, "You guys get that text? Yeah, that was me." So I'm like, "No, wait, is it him?"
No.
Either way,
way,
I saved the number as Mike Studd, so it looks like he texted me. But he gave an unreleased song, and it was pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's all right. Not my favorite.
Oh yeah, it wasn't actually his best, but like I like him. I like his song, so that's my thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Well, anyways, before we wrap up, I do
What are we at, by the way?
I have no idea, man. Do you want to take a quick peek? Take a little peeky peeky. I don't know why I said that. What's the time?
51.
51? That's pretty good. We can wrap up soon.
Let's do like 10 minutes so you can also like gut some shit.
Yeah.
You know?
What the hell were we just talking about? Oh.
Mike Stud.
Feelsy. Oh, I met Mike Stud once.
Yeah, I heard that.
You could check my Instagram for that.
Yeah, are we going to talk about our hockey stories or is it going
to
be...
No, different one, because that's okay. We'll dedicate an episode to that.
Yeah.
And that will be an episode. But before, I do want to make an official pick for the cup at this point.
Okay.
Who's winning?
You pick one and I pick one and then we can... Right. As the.
We'll exchange notes. Yeah. I'm going to do some notes right now. No peeking.
No peeking.
Are you doing research?
Yes, I'm actually going to vlogs.
What?
Not vlogs, but blogs.
Blogs.
Of professional hockey scouts, I guess, and seeing who they got picked. So.
Okay.
No, I'll actually go to NHL.com and see all the teams that are left, and I'll tell you the
pick. Dude, it's hard, man. Cause it's dude.
Yeah, but to be honest with you, if you think about it, Dallas has a pretty great chance of making it really far.
I think, yeah, you're right. I think the hockey's the hardest thing, the hardest sport to predict and the hardest championship to win, because it's just like there's no super teams. Everyone has their stars, and like there's no way you can know who's going to win. Example, Tampa Bay's had a record-breaking season and lost in the first round by sweep. Like, it is so hard to predict.
I'm just saying, I don't think it's going to be Carolina.
No. Wait, they're not in it.
They are.
Carolina?
Yes.
Calgary? Carolina? Carolina's oh, shit!
I know, that's what I said when I saw it.
I forgot they were in it, dude. Yeah, that's right. Ovi knocked the dude out. Yeah, that was stupid of me. Either way, they're not. I don't have them winning at all. The Caps, it's for me, I'm like torn between like the Caps, the Avs, and Dallas. For some reason, I'm on this big, yeah, Avs. I'm on this big like Dallas wave right now. I don't know why. It's wavy though.
Maybe, yeah, but I feel like, yeah, Colorado could be the one. I feel like also the winner between Toronto and Boston is going to be a freaking wagon as well.
There's a lot of good teams this year.
I don't think it's going to be Sharks.
No.
I don't think it's going to be St. Louis or Winnipeg.
Winnipeg's good, though.
I know, but they are like tied at 2-2 right now. And also,
I've
seen one of the games. Dude. I wasn't too impressed. Yeah. But maybe, you never know.
The Avs, the only thing is like, I watched them and I was impressed with MacKinnon, Landeskog, Rantanen, and Makar, and then like they have Barry and Johnson, but that's it. But they play the whole game. They might get tired though.
Yeah, 100%.
And that's the reason maybe they can't. They
have
depth.
They have superstars on the team, and then I feel like they're
do they have
low
enough?
Low? Yeah, their depth
is
kind of not there for playoffs because. At the same time, you want your fourth line to not only defend but also maybe score once or twice. You know, so.
But like you see, like the year Pittsburgh won it. Obviously, they have their superstars: Crosby, Malkin, Letang.
Yeah, but they had that.
But then they had guys like Bonino. Remember the Bonino Hagelin line?
Bonino is.
Yeah, like they were actually, scoring.
To
like
be honest with you,
scoring.
They were. I'm not sure if it's true or not, but I think they might be the second line of scoring because obviously Crosby was the first of scored a lot of goals, and I think Bonino maybe not the second top line in scoring, but I feel like their productivity, them playing so much and scoring or defending was just incredible, and that's how they won. So
I agree. So, for the pick, all right, you say yours first. It's gonna go crazy.
I'm still thinking.
I'm stumped, man.
Give me
I'm stumped.
A sec.
Fine, 1 second. God, this is freaking tough. God damn it. Let me check the apps for a second. I just wanna do some research. Oh shit. Sorry.
Mike.
Yeah, Mike is down. Mike, down. I'm going to go see what the Avs who they got banging here. Regular season, all teams, nope. Just Colorado. Okay. No, this is regular season. Okay. Dude, honestly, you know that? You know what? Whatever. I'm going on a limb. Avalanche. I like picking the random one, so I'm going with the Avalanche.
Okay.
All right, that's what I'm doing. What are you doing?
I'm going to say the Caps will take it home for the second straight time. And it's not only because they're my favorite team, but I actually think that, dude, I don't know, even Ovi's fighting and stuff like that. I think they have passion. I think they have passion. And that just shows, obviously, emotions that they have. And, I mean, if captain is even fighting to put up a show for the team, mm-hmm. I think they're going.
They do. I can't disagree. I hope it's going to be the Capitals versus Colorado. Yeah. That'd be crazy,
that,
man.
Then we could.
We should have a sleepover and watch the game together.
Yes. You could sleep on my couch. Or actually.
You could sleep on mine.
Or I could sleep in yours. We'll see. And
We won't spoil the details now. But,
When it comes, we'll have a different episode, right?
Yeah. We'll try to do one of these weekly.
Yeah.
So that's
cool. And by the way, before also we wrap it up, you guys, our audience and the fans, just leave us feedback. What should we talk about? And just tell us what you think. Because we do read all of them, especially Patty, less.
What? Don't try to expose me and say I read all of them. Do I? Yes, but
I'm saying
you know what I mean? Well, I read most.
Yeah,
not
he reads
all.
Most of them.
If I come by and I see some like hateful message, I just
Well, hopefully you're not a hater. But anyway,
yeah, leave comments. Like,
if
you
have if you have a great feedback and great comment, we're 100% gonna read it. You go.
Sorry. No. Do you any more? Anything else? No, it's fine.
Okay, actually.
Anyway. Oh, God. What he said. If you have something good to say, leave it down there. No, leave some comments what you think we could do better. Obviously, this is our first podcast. We're going to get better with time, but we enjoy doing it. I want to try to do one of these weekly, and hopefully we can do that, so it's a way to put out some more content for you guys because the videos take a bit longer to make, so it could be a more consistent content. Also, on top of that, I want to do a Q&A video. So if you're watching this, you're lucky. Your question might get into the Q&A video. So if you have a question for myself or Ed, comment it below on the video, and we will do a special video. A Q&A. Now, this can be serious. It can just be like you messing around, funny stuff, anything you want. Leave it below, anything you want to know. Anything else you want to add?
No, basically,
you have
that's all you said.
The mic.
The mic?
A mic.
A mic? So?
You think that's good enough? I think that's going to wrap
it
up.
Yeah, I think it's good enough. And
fellas, do we have any like cool like outro? Probably not yet.
Outro. We should probably make a cool outro as well.
Well, I mean like
yeah, yeah.
Peace. I don't know why I'm doing peace things. No, that's the Logan thing. We won't say his name. He does that peace thing. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, we should find something out. But for now it's great. So
bye. No, that's not bye. The one. I don't know. We'll
figure
that out.
We should both go in our mics and say bye.
Dude, right,
that's
ready?
Our thing.
Ready? Bye.
No, we gotta do it at the same time. One. 3, 2, 1.
Bye.
No, that's not it.
Yeah, that's not the one. Well, yeah, I'm sorry that we just did that. Anyways, we will be seeing you guys on the next episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Take care.
Peace.
Bye.
Bye.